You're not gonna play 35 minutes of this. It's fantastic. I highly recommend y'all check out the full freestyle when you get the chance. But we are going to, I'm gonna give you just a good enough sample of it. So enjoy.
I just dumped out a whole bunch of fried deals. I'm just kinda fried, I don't know why. I just popped up eating breakfast, that's why. Hey, here's some boys after a long drive. The nigga Demo.
From the giant show, man, let me get my shit right, cause I'm not gonna be the one to fall out, cause I know I'm gonna be the one to take the fucking lot. 26 up in this bitch, been jamming, niggas coming down, pop trunks just slamming, niggas sitting staying on the Kenny and them blades, niggas staying home cause they wanna get paid, everybody play, and I'ma just gonna play, and bitches be tripping cause they don't wanna ever stay. My nigga named Screw, that keeps he in that bitch, my nigga Jonathan. I got about 6 or 7 pounds from him. He broke them up down and we all got high. A niggas don't trip and don't be doing no drive-bys, cause we don't gang bang. Don't wear blue or red, we like that fucking green. Papers, what I said, big moves up in this bitch, and this nigga singing. Coming through just like Elder Bella Ring.
Southside, yeah, the three hooked up with them boys out that long drive. You know we stay and play, I mean, you know we gotta strive. To the T-O-P, that's the top main.
I'ma come through, nigga, down the brain of pain. If these hoes down the check, I don't want you to know. We coming down ball phase, not afro.
Now we chillin', now we just leanin'. And we coming up in the pop up on the scene. Just got some drink from the boy with that bird. And you know we just hookin' up on some seed. Strong. I'm thinking ride far, I'm thinking ride long. Drop roll ball, that's what I want. I'm coming on nines and put that P phone. I gotta be slamming, gotta be calming. And you know, smoke weed, don't fuck with the bombing. Put that shit down for a D like me. I get to represent Southside KC. I'm showing up, everybody got on they night. You know what, everybody hide in the kite. Boy, they just leaning in their seat. Smoking shoes so sweet. Want some fucking crack, gone and hit me on my beat. A-I-R, sipping on the bar. Nigga, you don't understand, nigga, in our car. Got those TVs all up in the seats. And I split time, nothing but them Swiss and sweets. I'm just what I'm finding. Nigga, bumper climbing. Man, what's up in my mouth, you see the diamond. Yeah, everybody like the weather night. I'm a player, yeah, you know we never gonna act like. I don't break them hoes out, I don't represent the South. I'ma come through drinking, eating, and I ain't gon' pop. I'ma hit some bars, no time for it, I can go. I'ma just break down, I'm the fucking dino. Keep my shit out, they motherfucking mouth, because they be running. I'm just gonna be here for a while, cause they know I'm coming. I'm coming with something looking kinda cold. I'm coming down riding with my partners for the hoe. Cause hoe be out the kitchen for everything. But I'm out there trying to come with the swing. On top of on some blades, I keep a tight face. And you know I'm always on my paper chase. Always get my green, always on my lean. Me and Polo finna pop up on the scene. In the passenger seat, yeah, that's the seat. And you know we finna score for the key. So get to it, I open my dresser drawer. Baby, that's in the key, that's what I saw. I saw a bunch of shit, now I'm getting the shit. I'm just in the game and the keys and ain't gon' quit. I'm steady, steady, hustling, steady, steady, struggling. Boys don't know, and I'm tired of me looking. So I give a 9-9, cause they got some static. Cock my shit back, cause I got an automatic. Flim got some faulty, he don't get faulty. And you don't want that shit, cause it's gonna be naughty. By nature, fuck a player, hater. I'ma come through, and you know I'm down to spray ya. Let them boys know, and deal with the youngster. Even the flow and you ain't no fucking punster. So I'm finna pass it, hopping like a rabbit. Man, I'm coming through, got a tape, I gotta have it. Under my damn bed, man, I'm dripping red. If I get caught with keys, I'm going fed. But that ain't on my mind. Now I'm thinking by 9, I'm thinking by 18. Man, it's my time to pop up on the scene. Show my fucking naked. Come down the boulevard, straight up, break it. In the damn line, pop trunks of mine. Me and my partners, yeah, you know we coming down. Diamonds in our grill, tell me how you feel. Nigga, what's up? Yeah, we got dope deals. The shit don't stop, the hoes gonna bop. Cause we gon' come through, and we got hard rock. Yep, always look. Dope with the clay, always cooking. On late night, cooking cheese in the kitchen. Give me 9 ounces, let me get up on the mission. Make my damn green, so I can be like you. We just in this bitch, chilling with my partner Screw. I'm finna give it to this boy, go and flip the tongue. Then go on, go on, go strong.
Yeah. Gonna bring Young G in on this mic. His name is Young, so you know that he's rolling tight. I'm gonna bring him in and I'm coming down. I'm coming
coming down, pop trunk, I'm out that 8 pound.
Out of town, showing surround by sound. Yes, they all got mad when I showed them around. I'm talking shit they don't like, riding marble bike. I might just break them off when I come drift up high. I'm talking shoes by Hirachi, shirts by Versace. Hoes, they gon' watch, but they all want the bossy. As I slow the beat down, see the diamond face crown. Breaking whole H-Town, coming through and we down. With them hoes wanna see me, yellows in bikini. Break them off for demo, it's his birthday and their Kesey on the long drive. Water baked potatoes with chives, I'm gon' come through. Watch that boy, got to go live. Yes, I'm going all cause I got to go, man. Watch I come through, watch I throw the whips in my hand. Go and give me some, break them off of my pump. I got to come through and I got to get dumb. Boy, steady swerving, picking them up and sterling. Got to spin shots and pipe until they moving. And they call a song, I can go on. I can just flow, gripping on the mobile phone. It's the polar roller, I'm a money folder. Got the gray Seville and the gray cup holders. Whipping on the grain, causing so much pain. Until that PAT, I see you whipping with the grain. Watch they see me as I pop in the shine. I'm gonna break them off, see that field just recline. Steel is a miner, wood on the vinyl. TV, VCR laid back on recliner. Man, they just mad, Drake and drip in the caddy. Hoes getting mad, cause I ain't no Mac Daddy. Gotta flip my tongue, just be leaving them sprung. I smash the laces, muscle shit, I some lung. Don't know how it's going, youngsters still flowing. Flipping with Poyo in his trunk and steady glowing. See that boy, man, poop, he study jamming screw. Two-tone blade, flipping, rolling with the whole crew. It's that screw you, he's a teaser. Boy had a seizure. It's that 9-6, Kiki Lock, we gon' please her. Got to rich shop, 9-6, I ain't gon' stop it. Got to come through, at that beach, we gon' drop it. I ain't gon' even play, I'm thanking the MLK. I might just flip a fold, get crazy, Tangeray. They'll be on the flip phone, these hoes be on my bone. I might just come a marble, just with switch two-tip tone. These hoes be on my zipper, I'm ball favorite of Clippers. I might just come with the bourbon, I might just don't get wood stripper. I got to go down, I got to just wreck it. And when I come through, everybody gon' try to neglect, they try to talk down. Because I got to go through the dark. I see that boy Greg and Willows in that E-clock. He's on lock, I ain't forgot. That youngster wrecked the mic. They screwed and wrecked it up, so you know they ain't gon' like how we did it. It's that boy B-Day. I can't wordplay, got to sip the Tangeray. I'ma still fool from the south side. We don't bang bang, yes, my mouth is wood dry. I'm gon' wreck shop, got to send it to that Miller. Boys dead and gone, yes, I'm a born thriller. Got to watch the scandal, shop at that rounder. Hit that fucking beach with the wooden Nike sander. Got him on my feet, hide behind tent, be blowing sweet. Them hoes on my dick be blowing me up to get so deep. Don't settle for less, these hoes don't try to press. That's why I break them off and try to get a new pair of gas. I hit that Sterling, that Griffin. Them hoes, they don't know me. I might just hop that pokey or go and hit that 40. Them boys be steady doing it, knocking off the unit. Hit that big bay, we ain't dipping in warm and fluid. Dipped and we draped out, know what I'm talking about. You don't see my diamonds cause them boys be jibbies coming out. I'm gon' take the break the mic. Yes, that Griffin got me going. There's me on steady flowing, and I'm steady wet blowing. Got to pack it to that pole, yo. Cause that boy gon' rip stop. Watch me do it. This ain't 9-4.
It's you that smoke blunts with just. Chillin' with that body. It's birthday. I'm a young G.M.O.D. Got a brother, partner, in the other boat. He's coming out that south side of the stone. You know we're coming through with the pocket full of clothes.
And we're back with Black on Black on Black. You're listening to D-Fantastic. And that was just a tease of the June 27th freestyle by DJ Screw, the Skin, the Screwed Up Click, and many, many others. Again, that June 27th is practically a holiday for anyone who fucking loves Screw. So I'm glad I got to introduce that to y'all. And check it out. You can find the whole freestyle on YouTube. I believe people post it on SoundCloud as well. And it's amazing. I mean, it's, yeah, I was really young when this came out, but I remember just feeling the energy of this fucking freestyle. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, DJ Screw. So I wanted to kind of get into what the impact like Screw has had on Houston hip hop and just the overall just culture. Right. So DJ Screw in general had a massive influence on, you know, in Houston. And I mean, now people know Houston as Screwston, right? As I talked about earlier. I mean, his distinct musical stylings influenced, I mean, countless rap acts, countless. The result of Screw's creative obsession was, you know, it's an onslaught of molasses slow mixtapes, which it was quickly agreed are ideally experienced in slabs. So SLAB stands for Slow, Loud, and Bangin', which you learned during our Blalai show. But slabs are slow, loud, and bangin' cars. They're bright, candy painted. They should have dope-ass sizable rims and trunks that wave open to reveal, you know, messages and neon, as well as, like, normally you might have a subwoofer in there or big-ass speakers. So the owners of these slabs often swang, which is basically driving in, like, a crisscross pattern down streets, highways, anywhere where there's, like, a long stretch of the road. So if you've seen this in music videos, that is where this has come from, like, DJ Screw pretty much created or helped create the slab culture. So generations of Houstonians have preferred to listen to chopped and screwed music on the go, you know, in their own personal passion projects. I love listening to chopped and screwed when I'm on the road, when I'm chilling, when I'm getting high, like, you know, whatever. Like, but, you know, plenty of people all across the world just listen to Screw whenever. And so DJ Screw and his cohort were proud representative of Houston's South Side, and they had a considerable, you know, albeit, you know, rivalrous impact on OG Ron C and Michael 5000 Watts of the North Side, who created their own label, Swisha House, okay? The foundation laid by Screw and company set the scene for Swisha House artists like Mike Jones, who actually saw a commercial breakthrough in the 2000s. Like, we all know who the fuck Mike Jones was, but he really blew up in the 2000s. And so because of that, Mike Jones's popularity across the states and worldwide brought Chopped and Screwed to the forefront of people everywhere. And so the local culture was really on full display in music videos like Jones is Still Tippin', which features Swisha House Contemporary, Slim Thug, and Paul Wall, you know, the white dude with the grills. And so once they became part of a regular rotation on BET, I mean, people were fascinated. And Slim Thug's already platinum album and Paul Wall's A People's Champ, alongside Chameleonaire's The Sound of Revenge, and UGK members Bumby's Trill, rounded a huge breakout year in the 2000s. So the genre shown by DJ Screw has evolved, right, into like a Houston-based subculture that is associated with, you know, recreational consumption of codeine, opulent jewelry, elaborate vintage vehicles. So Screw has left behind a cult following of listeners who self-identify as screwheads, as I talked about earlier. A music festival and car show in honor of DJ Screw was set up in 2006. And at the DJ Screw Fest, featured 200 vehicles and a set list featuring hip-hop acts like Trey and Chingo Bling. In 2018, so a little more recent for y'all, Travis Scott released Astral World, which features the fourth track, R.I.P. Screw, dedicated to DJ Screw. The song pays homage to his legacy and influence with Travis Scott, who is a Houston native. He actually went to my rival high school, literally at the same time that I was in high school. And he acknowledged the impact on DJ Screw's impact on, like, Houston's music culture. So I know I've mentioned this a couple of times. I kind of want to dive into what this actually is. So lean. People associate Chopped and Screwed with lean because, I mean, the reality of it is that a lot of the grandfathers of Chopped and Screwed, including DJ Screw, were heavy lean users. And some people would say that the best way to experience Chopped and Screwed is on lean. I have no fucking idea. I've never touched it. I've dabbled in a lot of shit, but lean was never something that I could see myself getting into. And I'll explain a little later. So basically what it is you're mixing prescription grade cough syrup, cough suppressant, which is an opioid drug and an antihistamine drug, with soft drinks, and sometimes hard candy, typically Jolly Ranchers. So codeine and promethazine, is usually used to make lean, but other syrups are also used. So they're called lean. It's called lean because your ass gonna be leaning when you want it. Like you're gonna be sipping it and you're gonna be like, you know, leaning against a wall, sitting down, kind of slumped over. Not like that fentanyl slump you see, but I mean, you're gonna be really chilling. There's other names for it, like Purple Drink, Scissor, Tussin, Dirty Sprite, Bards. If you ever heard that song Bar Baby, like that's what it's about. So when you see people drinking at it, typically served in two like white foam cups. And the reason why is because apparently it tastes better when it's cold. So the two cups keep it cold, I guess. And people describe the experience of being on lean as it's euphoric. That would be the opioids, that you got, you know, motor skill impairment, you're tired, kind of sleepy, you dissociate. Some people say you hallucinate a little bit. And so it's been suggested that the super sweet combination of soda, cough syrup, and the Jolly Ranchers that provides like a good flavor and mouthfeel that will linger on the user's tongue while they're sipping on this drink. It is apparently very appealing to first-time users. So, unfortunately, it's often used not just by itself, but it's with alcohol to like heighten the experience and such. Because it's a cough suppressant, it's really fucking dangerous in higher doses. And promethazine is a depressant of the central nervous system, and codeine is a respiratory depressant. And when they're combined, it can actually, like, because you're leaning and chilling, you're kind of like everything's slowing down. That includes your breath, so it can kind of stop your breathing, which that's why it's a cough syrup, because it's kind of stopping you from coughing. But you know, too much of it, you can stop your breathing, and that leads to cardiac arrest. So unfortunately, DJ Screw passed away in November 2000 because of ingesting copious amounts of lean in addition to PCP and some other drugs. It was terrible. I was 9 years old at the time, and I could just see the impact on everybody, and it was really rough. I mean, he was very young. He was 29 years old, and he died. And so to have someone who created a subculture that spread throughout the world and literally changes people's, you know, perception of rap to this day, die so young. I mean, I just imagine now, like, what would DJ Screw be like now? What would he be creating now that would continue to blow people's minds away? And we lost him because of drug use. And we also lost others. As you may have heard me mention before about Big Mo and Pimp C, unfortunately, both of them died in 2007. I was 16 years old. And that was also very shocking. And it was because of lean. And so I think that it was absolutely just horrible watching these amazing individuals pass because of such a popular drug. And so I don't know if that had my impact on me never trying it, but, you know, there was a couple of things. It was that, and watching just how devastated a city could be over losing, like, a grandfather of a new wave of rap. a grandfather of a new style of music. I mean, you don't get to be around, you don't get to always live through a new style of music being created in the city that it's originated from. So that's fascinating. But also just seeing people's just, you know, sadness on what happened to these guys. I think between that and, like, I would go to parties when I was a teenager and, you know, an older, after parties and stuff, 18, 19, 20, all of that. And I'd see people doing lean. And I mean, you know, no shade to people who've done it, but it was often, like, really embarrassing. Like, you know, they'd be sipping on these two cups. Everyone knew what the fuck they were drinking. And I even had, like, a guy offer me and I was like, no, dude. But, like, they can barely talk. They are leaned up on something, sometimes maybe drooling, not just very coherent. And I was like, why would anyone don't want to do this? Like, I'm like, why would anyone, like, to me, it just seems like it took away from the fun of the party. You know, I'm like, at least people who did cocaine look like they're having a great time. Lean, it's just like, why are you trying to go to sleep right now? Like, if you're trying to party, why are you, you know? So anyways, I was never interested in lean, and it's dangerous. And right now, I mean, lean used to be way easier to make and get a hold of. But now, I mean, it's crazy expensive. And, you know, there's definitely been people whose experiences have been really morphed by their experiences with lean. I remember one interview with Lil Wayne a long time ago talking about lean, and someone asked him, like, why don't you stop? And he was like, you know, if I could stop, I would. Whenever I am not on it, I feel terrible, you know, and that it's sad. So anyways, if you're listening out there, look, you can enjoy Chopped and Screwed with no lean. I've loved it my whole life. And I've never done lean. So before we get into this next segment, I wanted to just play some more Chopped and Screwed. We're going to get into just some, you know, it's a couple of my, some of my songs that I listen to. That's not specifically DJ Screw. So I mentioned Still Tipping earlier. Let's listen to a Chopped and Screwed with Mike Jones and DJ Michael 5000 Watts.
Hard work to me to the toe. Michael Watts, baby, hot. Hard work to me to the toe. Michael Watts, baby, hot. Hard work to me to the toe. Michael Watts, baby, hot. Hard work to me to the toe.
Times when I'm flipping, bar sipping, car dipping, bar sipping, car dipping, bar sipping, car dipping, Grant Wood grain gripping, tipping on steel toes, rapping, spoke, and no hackers and no blowing on that endo, GameCube, Nintendo, 5% tint, so you can't see up in my window. Niggas don't understand me, 'cause I'm boss hog on candy. Top down at Maxis with a big Glock 9 handy. Pieced up, creased up, stand dressed to impress. Big boss belt buckle under my Mitchell and S. Oh, Gucci shades up on my braids when I escalate. When I'm riding spree wheel, sliding like an escapade. I got it made, the big boss of the North. Ain't shit change, I still represent what's your house. Ain't shit change, I still represent what's your house. Ain't shit change, I still represent what's your house. We'll be right back. on, I'm the people's champ. My chain light up like a lamp, cause now I'm back with the camp. I'm crawling similar to an ant, cause I'm low to the earth. People's feelings get hurt when they figure out what I'm worth. I got 84, poking out at the club, showing out. I'm a player, ain't no doubt. I'm a player, ain't no doubt. I'm a player, ain't no doubt. Hoes wanna know what I'm about. Biggest diamonds off in my mouth. Princess cuss all in my chain. Wood grain all in my range. Dripping stains when I switch lanes. Switch the name, it's still the same. Switch a house or switch a blast. Mike Jones, he running the game and magnificent by this cat. Michael Watts, they made me hot. Michael Watts, they made me hot. Michael Watts, they made me hot. Hard work took me to the top. G'd ass took me to the lot. He wrote a check and bought a drop. I got the internet going nuts, but T. Ferris got my back, so now I'm holding my nuts. It's powwow, baby. What you know about me? I'm on that 5-9 South Lee, baby. Holla at me. Wood grain, I'm gripping, catch me lying, switching with the paint dripping. Turn your neck and your day ain't missing. Me and Slim, we ain't tripping. I'm figure flipping and syrup sipping. Like do or die, I'm pole pimping. Car stop, rims keep spinning. I'm flipping, drop with invisible tops. Hoes bop with my drop, step out. I'm shaking the block with 418s. Candy green with 11 screens. My gasoline always supreme. Got Dodo the brand with a pint of lean. It tastes grinding to be a king. It tastes grinding to be a king. First round drop piece. Coming. Who is Mike Jones coming? Slap shining with the grilling woman. Slap shining with the grilling woman. I'm Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones, the one and only. You can't clone it. Got a lot of haters and a lot of homies. Some friends.
Half on the sack, on some blow. Half on the sap. Half on the sack, on some blow. Half on the sap. Half on the sack, on some blow. Half on the sap. Half on the sack, on some really drawing plenty. Half on the sack, on some blow.
The bus and feel her nose up full of that dust. We gon' fuck it in the back of the bus and feel her nose up full of that dust. We fuck it back, bus, feel nose full of that dust. 3-6 Mafia, while on tour. Whooping niggas, fucking these sores. In the bathroom about 2 whole hours. Gimra high passed out on the floor. Fuck this shit, niggas out of the frame. Take a 1-1, back in the game. Back on the street, back on the strip. Looking for a freak to run a train.
Going with that weed, where your boy going with that shit? Begging like a little kid, get a little homie a little bit. I ain't no smoke, yeah I smoke. She fan on that endo dope. Hypnotize better, we make cello. The haters kill us.
Half on the sack, on some blow. Half on the sack, on some blow. Half on the sack, on some blow.
Like I'm sick, but that dumb kid kinda got me there. I got a
a couple of white things. I got me a couple of blood. I was trying to get these bitches that pussy really sideways. A gallon bag filled block, filled to the trim with a pound in it. Me and Scarecrow gon' fuck these hoes, man. It's what I did. Did I
fall? Get my dog, we break down walls like King Kong. And a nigga call my pad in the wrong. We smoke so blood, call a cheese bitch on. High as a bird, all in the plane. Got me high, I'm feeling it, man. Ain't no shame in my game. Get a little boy that comes.
Some bitch GK. Hold up, talking about
DJ Mike Watts.
MCPH real nigga. Pump polo, fuck that heel figure. Made myself a ghetto star. On the slab, sippin' bar. On the slab, sippin' bar. On the slab, sippin' bar. Smoking weed, selling white. If mother nigga shit don't come back right, that's how niggas get pop. Trying to get the cheaper price. That's how niggas get pop. Trying to get the cheaper price. That's how niggas get pop. Trying to get cheaper price. Watch your paper, guards and light. Cause most of these niggas ain't hearing right. Keep your piss, fuck a fight. Cause niggas out here jack every night. I keep my mind on my money, fuck the fame. Big face hunters, deep in the game. Hitting the corner in the candy thing. Sitting on leather, gripping the grain.
Yeah, good weed, good drink, big money.
Hey.
Rolling in something foreign, no leather gripping.
Yeah.
I handle my business, so I think I deserve to go.
Hey.
I said it before. I never fuck a hoe without head no more. I never pull up with nothing less than a foe. And I smoke cigars, it ain't just for the show. I'm blessed from the dough and known for my city. I send a nigga baby by my home with a smith. Like you can have a bitch nigga, I ain't seen a minute. I smoke weed and freestyle, no instrument. I pin out, flip through the wicked streets of PA. Motherfuck the judge, prosecutor, and the DA. Head to the H where the hoes are fucked. 3-2-2-0-0. Anyway, the pro say, never hear a hoe say, no I won't, no I can't stop it, and no I don't. The bitch know I might just explode and slap in the face with a pie elevator. And the bitch know I might just explode and slap in the face with a pie elevator. Bitch, I might slow, slap, face, pie, ho. Nigga, get low. Good weed, good drink, big money.
Hey!
Rolling in something foreign, no leather gripping.
Yeah.
I handle my business, so I think I deserve it.
Hey.
So, yeah. Good weed, good drink, big money.
Hey.
Rolling in something foreign, no leather gripping.
Yeah.
I handle my business, so no I think I deserve it.
Hey. Sitting big,
up in white, turn flips like car traps. Traps on my next tail trip all day. They riding dirty, 3-9s in a 4-way. Yeah,
good weed, good drink, big money.
Hey, big money,
rolling
man.
In something hey. Foreign,
no we only ride the best.
Yeah, I handle my business.
It's one and only,
so
big homie.
I deserve it.
Hey.
Try to told you I'm thug.
Hey.
Sun foreign, I'm torn on foreign land. Worldwide, I'm known for the arm and hand. Heard the streets, I'm a wanted man. So it's on again. Started with the block, brick. Then I charted with the front, hit. I'm retarded with the Glock, clip. The competition is none, they deceased to exist. Let it breathe a little bit. He's off his rocker, he's a little stiff. Stole like a four-hole hove, used to cook raw. Now I got the game sold like Granny's Good Shaw. Sure, y'all niggas want war. Y'all got it back, y'all shit went raw. Y'all shit want more, and more.
Yeah. Good weed, good drink, big money.
Hey.
Rolling in something hey. Foreign, no leather gripping.
Yeah.
I handle my business, so I think I deserve to
go. Hey.
Something hey. Foreign, no leather gripping
shit.
I handle my business, so I think I deserve to
hey.
And you're back listening to Black on Black on Black. And you're back to Black on Black. Sorry. Mike is kind of going in and out. Okay, I'm going to have to hold it like this. Anyways, yeah, you're back listening to Black on Black on Black. That was Get Throwed, Chopped and Screwed by Bun B. If you don't know, we are hosting a very special show about Chopped and Screwed for Black History Month to highlight DeFantastic's culture. So, yeah, in this last bit, you know, we have just a couple of minutes before the next show starts. You know, I wanted to talk about what Chopped and Screwed basically just kind of means to me. So I am very fortunate that I have literally the two coolest people in the world as older siblings. My big brother, Aaron, and my big sister, Ashandra. And so without them, I would never really have been introduced to Chopped and Screwed. So, you know, they're for reference, they're relatively older than me. My brother's 8 years older than me. My sister's 11 years older than me. And so, you know, in the 90s, early 90s and mid 90s, when DJ Screw was at like in the midst of his prominence and just blowing up across Houston, you know, I was a kid. So I would have no exposure to Chopped and Screwed if I didn't have basically teenagers that I was living with. And it's fucking awesome. I mean, I got to experience just amazing things. So Chopped and Screwed, what it means to me is it makes me incredibly proud to be a Black Texan. I mean, I was part of a culture. I am a part of a culture that has revolutionized the rap game and therefore the whole world. I mean, there's not many times that people can say they have been in a city at a time where your lead like artist is creating something so completely new, and that was happening in my childhood, and it was happening during the adolescence of my siblings. And so like we all got to grow up and just see something just explode and take over the world in a way that we had never before. I mean, DJ Screw pretty much helped solidify Texas as a South Star, I'm not gonna say North Star, South Star of rap in the South, in the US and beyond. And I will never forget that. So I think some of my favorite memories in this is I remember the effect June 27th had when it came out. I mean, like, my siblings and their friends were fucking pumped, and they were trying, everybody was scrambling to get like this tape. It was thrilling to watch because I was like five, and so I was like, what's like happening? But God, like, they're so pumped. Like, and I mean, as soon as they got a hold of it, I mean, I feel like I listened to June 27th backwards and forwards all throughout childhood. And to this day, my siblings can still like freestyle, like the freestyles that was happening over June 27th. And it's amazing. I mean, I listened to June 27th, the freestyle, every June 27th, and I still can't remember all that shit. And they can like accurately point out who was freestyling when and where and like which verses and who. And I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I wish I had that ability. I don't. I think some of my favorite memories also include just like sitting in the backseat of my sister's car, like crammed in there with her friends, and like watching them like sift through like, you know, like tapes or CDs, and, you know, and like just, and putting it on, putting Chopped and Screwed on. And I remember, I think it was either my sister or my brother had this, but there was a mix where it was like Chopped and Screwed versions of like Missy Elliott's songs. And oh my God, that was so dope. I was like, oh, this is so cool. Like, who makes this? It's like, God, like, this is just, it's just as mind blowing, like taking something, someone so popular, and like creating something new and beautiful out of it by like chopping and screwing it was just so cool. Cause Missy was just like the shit in the 90s. She still is the shit, but like, God, I mean, I can't stand The Rain, Chopped and Screwed. If you can find a good version of the Chopped and Screwed, you will fall in love with that song again, you know? And it's funny because I remember at the time that this was all blowing up, you know, and mom and dad were kind of hesitant of listening to Chopped and Screwed or allowing us to listen to it because they were like, it's drug music, which, to be fair, I mean, it is. It was, you know, like, people were drinking lean, sipping on lean, sipping on syrup, like all that shit, while enjoying it. So like, you know, when we listened to it, it felt kind of like, I don't know, secretive and naughty, but like, but like awesome, because like all the cool people were doing it. And so it was just exciting to be able to like be around and do that. And so, like, some of my other, like, more prominent memories, of course, is, like, hanging out with my brother and his football, like, track friends and after practice. And, like, I can just see it in my mind right now. Like, the sun is, like, going down, and we're hanging out in, like, the parking lot of his high school. And, like, I can just see, like, the orange of like the Houston kind of summer afternoon color against the horizon, and like the backdrop of the really, really green, like thick, like Houston bush that's like, you know, completely brushing against this beautiful orange background. And all of him and his friends are just hanging out, and they've all got their car doors open, and they're just listening, and they're comparing like Screw tapes, and they're banging Screw. That's what it's called when you're, you know, listening to Chopped and Screwed. You're banging Screw. And so they're banging Screw with their doors open and just kind of like laughing and living and like, and enjoying this, you know? And I remember like, you know, getting in their cars, like getting into my brother's like old truck, that was Boomer, and it was a green truck, and like swinging around in the Boomer, you know, and like, you know, back when I wasn't afraid of, you know, like dying in cars, but like swinging and fucking, you know, like being in the back of it and swinging and just like banging Screw. I mean, I truly, some of my, like my best memories. And I think also, you know, one of the things that Screw really does is Screw brings me back to the last time me and my family all lived in the same city. So, you know, my sister graduated from high school, and then she went off to UT, and then my brother graduated from high school and went off to the Naval Academy. And then we've all just kind of moved around. And, you know, my sister is now back in Houston, and my brother is in California, and I'm in, you know, Northern California. And, you know, I listen to Screw. I listen to Chopped and Screwed a lot. Like, I bang Screw a lot. And there's many times where I get deeply emotional, just thinking about, like, I just get teleported and transported to a time where, like, God, I was filled with just like childhood wonder and joy, like hanging out with like the two coolest fucking people on the entire planet, like my brother and sister, and just like experiencing this culture, this wave, this movement all together by banging screw, and like just seeing like the life and joy that it brought to them, their friends, and everything in Houston. It's just, I mean, I got really emotional actually putting this episode together, because it just reminds me of a time of just like goodness for me, of something that just can't be replicated. And I fucking love my family. I mean, I just wish we were all together all the time, and just we aren't. That's just where we are in life right now. But my God, I mean, I like banging screw is not just about the music for me. It's about the culture. It's about like family. It's about love. You know, and DJ Screw's death is one of the most prominent deaths of a Houston artist that's ever happened to me. And I think one of the biggest impacts it's also had on me is, and I talked about this earlier, but like drugs can kill you. You know, the most powerful men in your little childhood mind can be brought down by a drink, you know. And so, you know, I'm going to play us out with some of my, like, favorite songs. And these are actually going to be some new Chopped and Screwed songs, which you'll find. It's by DJ Drobitussin. My brother introduced me to this guy. He's fucking amazing. It's on YouTube. Check him out. But we're going to listen to some Chopped and Screwed, like, even more modern songs. But I ask you to this, to please enjoy these songs and think of Houston, think of hot, humid summers, the thumping of seared cleats tearing through black track. Think of beautiful gold teeth adorning those who don't have much in possessions but are rich in culture and love. Think of loud cicadas. Think of candy painted slabs. Think of swangers. Think of sweat on beautiful black skin, swang together, slang together. Think of hot perms on hotter heads. Think of the South Side Cup. Think of DJ Screw, Pimp C, and Big Mo's Purple Dreams. Think of this culture when you think of me. Thank you for listening to my dedication to Chopped and Screwed. I will go ahead and announce the next show because I want you guys to enjoy these songs. But up next, we've got Hell's Kitchen by John Hell. Thank you again for everything. And yeah, let's listen to some DJ Drobitussin. This first song is actually going to be his Chopped and Screwed of that famous Gotcha song, Somebody That I Used to Know.
in my 80s.